This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Turkey's longtime leader has taken the oath of office, ushering in his third presidential term that followed three stints as prime minister. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn in during a session in parliament before an inauguration ceremony at his sprawling palace complex. Supporters waited outside parliament despite the heavy rain, covering his car with red carnations as he arrived. Erdogan won a new five-year term that could stretch his 20-year rule into a quarter century. All eyes are on the announcement of his new cabinet. Its lineup will give an indication of whether Turkey will change to more conventional economic policies amid a cost-of-living crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin rebuked China on Saturday for refusing to hold military talks, leaving the superpowers deadlocked over Taiwan and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's top security summit, Austin said Beijing's reluctance to talk undermined efforts to maintain peace in a region where the two rivals are increasing their military firepower. Pope Francis will make an August 31st through September 4th trip to Mongolia, one of the most far-flung places he's ever visited, and which has only about 1,300 Catholics, but is strategically significant for the Roman Catholic Church because of its proximity to China. The Vatican announced the trip in a brief statement on Saturday, saying it was being made at the invitation of the country's president and Catholic leaders. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com.